18, verses 21 to 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sinned against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had to be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." And welcome up Dan Iverson to share the message with us now.
こんにちは。
Hello.
ディラッチ牧師は希望キリスト教会で朝と午後メッセージをしている今日は。
So Pastor Didachi is not here. He's preaching at a Hope Church in Tokyo.
はい。から午後の礼拝で PowerPoint の準備と奥の礼拝の準備するのはトムさんです。
So,Today, it's Tom who prepared our PowerPoint.
いつもそうです。
He always does that every time.
Well, 朝の方はディダッチ牧師です。
But in the morning, it was ディダッチさん for the morning service.
でも今日10時半になって、私たちみんな見て PowerPoint はありませんでした。
But in this morning service, right about when it started at 10:30, we realized that there was no PowerPoint.
We need Pastor Didachi. Didachi 牧師が必要です。朝の方は。
And so we realized that we really needed need Pastor Didachi in the morning.
でも10時40分から礼拝を始めることができました。
But we were able to start the service at around 10:40.
お読みの教会は JR と違います。時間通りではない時もありますね。
So お読みの church is not like JR. We don't start right on time.
もうある意味で今日のメッセージは。その関係ともあります。
And I think our message is related to that incident.
本当に気になりませんでした、今朝。本当の回収は。
And I think, you know, even with that happening this morning, I don't think anybody really, you know, minded about it.
すごい恵みのベースになってる教会かな。
And I think, and I feel that we have become a church.Based church,
grace-based
church.
から多分教会の最初の5年間そのようなことあれば大変なことになりました。
You know, looking back, maybe when the church was just 5 years old, if we didn't have that grace-based attitude, it would have been a really difficult time for the church.
から多くの場合教会の最初の方も。すごく人間関係は厳しかった時期もあったし、分裂になりそう時もありました。
So, we had a difficult time early on in our history, in our church history, and there was a time that we were about to split.
私がアメリカから帰ってきて1年間いませんでしたが、帰ってきて本当に分裂になりそうでした。
And I was in America for 1 year. I was not here. And when I was about to come back, the church was really in big trouble. We were about to split.
本当に互いに恵み、今日の箇所のように許し合ったり恵み与え合ったりするよりも厳しかった、互いに。
But that time people were more harsh and severe with each other. They didn't have that, like, that grace that we have today.
And その最初の日曜日のメッセージはこの箇所でした。その時アメリカから帰ってきて、
after coming back from America, the first message I gave was on this passage.
皆さん、お読みの教会が分裂になりそう大変な時と講談から言いました。
So I preached from the pulpit about how the church was about to split in a very critical situation.
でも今日の箇所、この恵みの意味、本当に心で分かると信じると今日なります、今日 OK になります。
But I believe that we'll really be able to understand the meaning of grace that this scripture preaches or tells us about, and so here we are today.
And その時も言いました、本当にその日、今日私たち治ることできる教会の一致の問題、その20年前。
And during that time, 20 years ago, I preached and I that I believe that one day the church will become, you know, like where we are today, but we are a grace-based church.
だから関係、人間関係についてのシリーズ、出立ち牧師がずっとやってきました。今日はその続きです。
So,Pastor Dachi has been doing this series on relationships, and today is continuation of that series.
Matthew 18.
It's our scripture for today is from Matthew 18.
ある友達の牧師は教会にとって、人間関係にとって、聖書の全部の中で一番重要な箇所と。ずっと前教えてくださいました。
A friend of mine told me from a long time ago that Matthew 18 is a very important passage for the church when we talk about relationships.
人間関係は難しい時もありますね。
We all know that there are times that it's relationships could be hard.
多くの教会は実際に分裂になってしまいます、ね、
And we know of churches that have actually split.
Family もそう。
Same case for families.
ある場合、表面的な一致といい関係があるみたいですが、本当はそうではない場合もあります、ね、
And even though, you know, you can see that seemingly there's unity on the surface, but actually deep inside there's disunity. It's not the case.
詩編133編にはあの本当に兄弟たちは共に住んだり歩んだりするのはなんという楽しみという箇所ありますね。
You know of Psalm 133 that tells us that how good and how pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity.
逆も同じでしょう。本当に難しいでしょう。どうですか？関係が悪くなるとき、本当に痛み、楽しくないことね、なります。
And the converse is the same. When the relationship is not good, it hurts. It's not pleasant.
そうでしょ、皆さん。
Don't you agree with that?
本当にもし誰か自分に対して悪いことすると、許してあげるのは、良い関係を持つのは難しいでしょ。
It's really difficult to forgive someone, to maintain a good relationship with someone who has committed something bad against you, right?
何か傷ありますか？ある関係、今日もなかなか許すことできない？
Do you have any hurts that you harbor in your hearts or do you have anybody that you find it difficult to forgive?
考えていただきたいです、今日。
I'd like you to think about that.
その許してあげる人を、特に自分に対して悪いことしてしまった人を許す力は どこにあるでしょうか?
So where is the power to forgive that person who's hard to forgive, who has hurt you deeply and has done a bad thing against you? Where does that power come?
人の働きの7章で自分を殺している人に対してステパノが許してあげました。すごい。その力はどこから来るでしょう?
And you look at Stephen in Acts 7, how he was able to forgive the very people who were trying to kill him. Where did he get that power, that strength to do that?
自分で、はい、許しましょうっていう何も力になりません。できません。神の恵みを体験し、恵みを与える、許してあげることできるようになります。
You won't be able to forgive by trying hard by yourself. You need to experience God's grace and forgiveness for you to be able to forgive others.
その14年前、メンフィスからゴスペルの黒人のグループが来てくださいました。こっちに。
14 years ago, we had a black gospel group came from Memphis here to our church.
ある姉妹の証を昨日のように覚えてます。
I remember very clearly, like it was yesterday, the testimony of one of the ladies who came.
彼女は10代の時、性的なアビュース体験した人でした。
And she experienced sexual abuse when she was in her teens.
それ本当にその時も傷まだ残ってるし難しかったです。
It was difficult, you know, even at the time that she was sharing it, she admitted of the hurt that she still felt at that time.
彼女の証はこの福音の恵みを通してその人をも許すことできるようになりました。
But her testimony was that she was able to forgive that person.Through the grace of God.
すごい深い傷でしょう。
You would imagine that's a very deep rooted pain, hurt in her heart.
ここにいる誰かもなかなか許すことできないような深い心の傷もあるかもしれません。
Maybe some of you have that. You know, you have a deep hurt in your heart, or you have someone that you find hard to forgive.
か忘れたかったけどまだあります深いところでそして深い怒りか何かもあるかもしれません
Or maybe, you know, you thought you forgot about it but the truth is still there the deep hurt down in your heart deep down in your heart is still there
この次のパワーポイントですがこの箇所を通してまず神様の罪人のための大きな恵みの素晴らしさを学びます。
And so this passage tells us about the great grace that God gives to those to sinners.
そしてその恵みを通して私たち体験すると私も恵みを与えることできるようになります。許すことできるようになります。
And when we experience that grace, we're also able to give that grace to others and forgive others.
はい、じゃあ今日のアウトラインの一番のポイント、次のパワーポイントですが、ペテロの質問を見ましょう。
In our outline, let's look at the first point about Peter's question.
ペテロは自分が恵み深いものだし、イエス様人を許すとき7回まで許すべきでしょうか。もし悪いこと自分に対して7回まで許すべきですか。
So Peter was asking this question. He was actually thinking that he was gracious enough. He was saying, should you forgive somebody up to 7 times?
パリサイ人たちは3度許さなければならないという教えでした。
So the Pharisees had this teaching that they should forgive up to 3 times.
もうこのペテロの質問はそのパリサイ人の教えの倍以上7回許すのはいいでしょうか、イエス様と聞きました。
So Peter asked this question saying, should I forgive seven times? Because that's like more than double the times that the Pharisees forgive.
Petro のスタートは人間関係ですが、イエス様はまず人間関係に入る前、神との関係が大事です。その話になります。
So although Peter's question was about relationships with others, when Jesus replied, he started with our relationship with God.
Now, イエス様はペトロ、7回ではなくて、7回かける70回と答えました。
And he answered, Peter, not seven times, but seven times 70 times.
Now, この翻訳は難しい。本当に490の意味か77の意味は難しいです。このギリシャ語。
The translation is difficult for this passage. The Greek is difficult. We're not sure if this means 7 times 70, which is 490, or is it 77 times.
でもそのポイントは77か490ではなくて、この教えてくださるのはこれです。
But that's not the point. It's not about how many. It's not about 77 or 490, but
これです。無限のように私たち許さなければなりません。
This is the point that we should forgive infinitely, an infinite number of times.
490までではなくて、77までではなくて。
Not up to 490 times or 77 times.
あの、家内のキャロは、バングラデシュにいるサラの長女の6番目の子が、今日、明日、明後日、生まれそうですが。
Carol is in Bangladesh for the birth of Sarah's sixth child, maybe today or tomorrow.
うちがまた汚くなりました。
So with Carol gone, the house is now in a mess.
前回帰ってきたとき言いましたね。本当に Carol が憐れんでくださいますように、許してくださいますようにと言いましたね。
I told you about it that I last time that I pray that Carol would forgive me when she comes back.
頑張りましたが、Carol の基準になりませんでした、十分ね。
The last time I really worked hard to clean the house, but it didn't quite meet her standard.
でも許してくださいました。
But she forgave me.
でも489回目でした。
But that was the 489th time that she forgave me.
これから危ないでしょう。490になってしまいます。
So, I only have one more time that for her to
forgive me. その意味ですか?
Is that what this means?
その意味ではない。
No.
意味は無限のように許さなければならない。
The meaning is for us to forgive infinitely.
その日本語の許し、聖書の許しと日本語の許可、allow、permission という違いが大事ですね。
And I'd like to mention the importance here between the Japanese word for forgiveness and the Bible's word for forgiveness, permission.
自分の子供を悪いことすることを allow、許可の意味で許してあげません。OK ではない。
So when your child commits something wrong or does something wrong, you don't forgive your child.
You don't allow.
That's not.
But we forgive. でも許してあげるその罪。
But we forgive.
神様も私たち罪悪いこと OK。するのは OK ではなくて、でも許してくださいますし、私たちも許す心があるべきです。
In the same way, God does not allow us or say OK for us to commit sin, but He forgives us. And in the same way, we also forgive others.
この2番に入りますが、次のパワーポイントください。この例え話を見ましょう。
Now, for the second point, let's look at the parable here.
23節から34節まで。
From verse 23 to 34.
この例え話は英語で、私の英語の聖書に The Unmerciful Servant と書かれてる、憐れみのないしもべという間違ってる題かなと思います。
In my English Bible, there's a title for this passage. It says, The Unmerciful, the Parable of the Unmerciful Servant, which I think is a wrong title.
このメインポイントは、恵み深いの神様のポイントです。
Because the main point of this passage is about the gracious God.
から5番、次のパワーポイントください。
Let's look at point 5.
まず私たちこの例え話で23、4、5 これで分かるのは本当に大きな借金があります。私たち払うべきです。これ
So looking at verses 23-25 we see that, that we have a massive debt which must be paid.
この数字、先週のトムさんのメッセージも難しかったね、数字。ね、
Remember last week's Tom's message、had a difficulty about、interpreting the numbers.
でも、同じ、ちょっとはっきりいくらが難しいです、こっちは。
But、likewise, this passage is also, it's not really clear exactly how much.
ある人は、次ください、次の PowerPoint。あ、じゃあ戻ってください。はい。ある人はこの数字は10億円のような払うべきものです。10億円。10 million dollars.
Yeah. One person said that this amount is equivalent to 10 million dollars.
でも他の学者はこれが600億円。600 million dollars.
But some scholars say this is $600 million.
難しいね、レートと、難しい、はっきりするのは。でも、ポイント、中心の教え、簡単です。
It's really hard to actually figure out how much this amount is. But、the point is...
この払うことは無理です。
The point is, this is a massive debt that we are unable to pay.
その10億円でも10 million dollars 600億円でも払うことできません。
We couldn't pay、this amount even if it's like we say 10 million dollars or 600 million. The same thing. It's impossible for us to pay.
から私たちの罪の借金はそのようなものですね。自分で支払うことできません。
And our sin is like that. It's a massive debt that we aren't able to pay by ourselves.
でも27節を見ると、次のパワーポイント、その王様の恵み深い許しと書かれています。
But verse 27 tells us about the great gracious forgiveness of the king.
その26節で、そのしもべは、許してください、お願いします。
In verse 26, the servant begs the king, please,Forgive me, please have mercy on me.
この王様は27節ですごく強いギリシャ語の言葉です。
The word used here in verse 27 is a very strong Greek word.
日本語の方はかわいそうと思って彼を許しました。
In Japanese it says, the king took pity and forgave him.
でもこれを表しているのはこの神様の罪人に対するその恵みと許しです。
But this actually speaks of God's grace and forgiveness towards sinners.
恵みの福音による許しです、私たちのため。
It's a forgiveness, by grace for us.
私たち支払うことできない借金持っています、聖なる神様の前です。
We stand before God carrying a massive debt of sin.
それを払うことできないです。
We are unable to pay that.
でも、イエス様が払うべきではないのに、代わりに払ってくださいました。
And although Jesus was not supposed to pay our debt, but he did that for us. He paid our debt for us.
これは福音です。
And that's the gospel.
でも7次のパワーポイントですが、この例え話の3つ目のポイント、彼はたくさん許されましたのに、彼は他のしもべにすごく厳しかったです。
And the third point of the parable is that the servant who was forgiven in a big way, he was not able to forgive the other servant. He was severe to the other servant.
私たち人間の傾向はそうでしょうか、他の人に対して。
And I think that is our tendency too, towards others.
マタイ7章のように他の人の目に入っている塵を厳しくさばいたりするけど、自分の目に入っている針を認めない。
Like what is said in Matthew 7, we are critical of others and we easily see the dust, the speckle of dust in other people's eyes, but we can't see the What is it in our eyes?
The speck.
The speck in our own eyes.
The log in our own eyes.
The log in our own eyes. See the speck in others.
Like that.
Yeah.
See, そのようなものが自分の目に入ってるけど、エリックの目に入ってるうち、助けますと、そのようになりやすい私たち。
So our tendency is to look at the speck of dirt in other people's eyes, but we don't realize that we have big log.Beam of food in our own eyes.
So, 彼は たくさん許されてるのに許してあげない。すごいでしょ?
He was forgiven so much, but he was unable to forgive others.
そして31節から王様はその報告を聞きました。そして厳しく恵み深いその王様は厳しくなりました。
And the king heard about what happened, and he, the gracious king, became severe and judged that servant severely.
恵み深いかったでしょ?
You know that the king, the God, was gracious, right?
600億円ぐらい許してくださいました。
He canceled the $600 million debt.
でも、そのような許しいただいた人に対して、その人が許さないことで厳しくなりました。
But he was, he acted severely now that upon seeing that that person who was forgiven for his $600 million debt and did not forgive the other servant.
裁きになりました。
His grace became turned into judgment for that person.
私が何回もこの箇所を教えたりしましたが、多くの場合は35節は厳しいので分かち合いたくないと告白します。
I must admit that I have preached many times about this passage, but I often skip verse 35 because I feel it's a bit too harsh or severe.
イエス様の厳しい注意でしょ?これ。
This is a very stern warning from Jesus Christ, right?
あなたもこれを読んでちょっと難しいと思いませんか?
How about you? When you read this passage, don't you feel that it's kind of hard to accept?
恵みの福音でしょ?
Knowing that, you know, we're talking about the gospel of grace.
神の愛、キリスト教は愛の宗教と言われるね。
You know that Christianity is the religion of love.
でも、ここで分かるようになるのは、やっぱりたくさん許されてる人が許すことできなければ、何か大きな問題ありますね。
But we can see here that if a person who has been forgiven so much in a big way and he is unable to forgive others, I think there's a big problem there.
いつもメッセージするとき、自分がまずこの箇所が自分の心に入りますようにと昨日ずっと祈ったり考えたりしました。
And when I preach about this passage, I pray that God would speak to me in my heart and about this passage.
Yeah, いつも全ての箇所はそういうするべきですね、牧師は。
The pastor should do that for every time they preach about a scripture.
いつも自分はだいたい他の人に恵み深いかなと自分について思います。
And try to reflect, have I been gracious to others?
でも自分の思いは、はい、私 gracious person といつも思います。
And I usually think that I'm a gracious person.
すぐ許してあげる。
I easily forgive others.
恵み深い人です。
I'm quite a gracious person.
もう昨日よく祈ったり考えたりと本当に3人考えました。許しにくい人と恵みあげたくない人いますね。
And as I reflected on this passage,I was able to think of three particular persons that I find really hard to forgive.
誰でしょう? Yeah, ここにいます。
Who would that be? No, they're not here.
They're not here. No. すごく神様が示してくださいました。自分の罪。
And I think God has shown my sin quite clearly.
からよく私たち、あの人、厳しくなると、ケンタではなくてね、じゃああっちの方、三本が自分の方に向かってますね。
So you know that when you point at another person and accuse that person, you're actually, three of your fingers are actually pointing to you.、
And 昨日ある本当に私厳しかった数年前の関係のこと思い出したり考えたり、やっぱりこの箇所で教えられている罪あります、私。
And as I reflected on this passage, I realized that there's this particular person that I was hard on, and God showed me my sin.
と、その後、その人から E メールもらいました。1年ぶり以上。
And right after remembering about that person,I suddenly received an email from that person after
right
having
after
no contact.
Day when I kid, right その後, after, after that,
maybe the same day. Yeah. And I haven't heard from him for a year. And
偶然と信じません。神の摂理と思います。
I don't think that's an accident or that's something that happened by chance. It's God's providence, I believe.
本当に自分が厳しかった。自分の傷が深いし、やっぱり許しにくいことでした。恵み与えにくいでした。
I was hard on that person. I was deeply hurt by what happened, and I found it hard to give grace to that person.
ありますか、皆さん。
Don't you have that experience?
聖餐式の準備として、それも考えたり、神様、その厳しさ。恵みいただいているものですのに厳しい私を許してください。
In preparation for communion, I urge you to think about that too. Are you being severe towards others, even though you have received God's forgiveness?
主の祈りでもこの関係あります。許されている私たちが他の人も許してあげるね。
We see the same point. And the Lord's prayer for us to forgive others.
マタイの6章の14節と15節でもあります。厳しい。たまに話したくないこのような箇所。
Matthew 6, 14 and 15 also tells us about the same thing. And I find it hard to talk about these verses actually.
もし人の罪を許すなら、あなた方の天の父もあなた方を許してくださいます。しかし、人を許さないなら、あなたの父もあなた方の罪をお許しになりませんと書かれています。
It says, For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
皆さん、 厳しいと思いませんか?
Do you think that's quite severe?
もう私たち行いによって救われると信じます。恵みで救われますね。
We don't believe that we are saved by good works. We believe that we are saved by grace.
でもこの箇所も見て、やっぱり自分が許したい。許してあげるようではなければ何か心の問題がありますでしょうか。自分も許し、神の恵みを体験していないことかな。何が問題ありますね。
But when we look at this passage, we see that when we are not willing to forgive others, we're not willing to give grace to others, there's something wrong with us. Maybe we have not experienced God's grace enough.
そしてその30箇所に戻りますけど、今日の箇所に戻りますが、その35節は許すことだけではなくて心から許すべきですと書かれています。
And let's go back to verse 35. It tells us that it's not just about forgiving others, but it's forgiving from the heart.
難しいでしょ?
Isn't that difficult to do?
たまに表面的に許してあげる、はい、スマイルしたり、あ、こんにちは、でも心は違うということもありますでしょ。
We sometimes do that, right? We say, oh yeah, I forgive you. We do that in a superficial way, but deep inside, it's different.
から4番のポイントですが、その福音の力と考えたい、最後に。
So, for my last point, We should focus on the power of the gospel.
この大きな600億円の許しが与えられているので、私たちその恵みを持っている人になりますね。許してあげる人になります。
Because we have been forgiven of our $600 million debt, we should be people who are gracious, who have grace for others.
もうこのしもべができなかったことで初めてこの準備で分かってきました。26節。
And when I was preparing, I realized for the first time why this servant wasn't not able to forgive.
本当に何度も読みましたのに初めて気がつきました。
Although I've read this several times, but it was the first time for me.
Not several, hundreds.
100 times, so many times. But first time for me to realize, verse 26.
26節を見てください。
Look at verse 26.
彼は最初の方 OK です。ご猶予ください。
The first part was okay. You said, be patient with me, he begged.
でも次の半分はどうですか、彼は。
Look at the second half of what he said.
ただ恵みくださいではないね。
He wasn't just asking for God's grace.
嘘になります。嘘になります、彼。
The second part, he was actually lying.
彼は、全部を払いいたしますと言ってしまいました。
He lies when he says, I will pay it all back.
でしょ?できる?彼は。
You think he can do that?
できる?私たちも自分の罪の代価を払うことできません。でも人たちは神様に、いや、私頑張ります。払います。イエス様の恵みと自分の頑張ることで救われますように同じになりやすい。私たち長い分ごめんなさいね。
So that's not true. We are not able to pay everything, the payment for our sin. Although we try to do that, we say we work hard, we don't rely on God's grace, but we are not able to do that on our own strength.
そのルカの福音書の18章の主税人の人はただ憐れんでくださいと祈りました。
The tax collector in Luke 18, his prayer was, simply, Lord, have mercy on me.
今日私たち聖餐式これから扱います。
We'll have communion later on.
私たち神様あなたの恵みと自分も頑張るということではなくて、ただ恵みください。
in preparation, let's think of this. Let's come before God and not say, Lord, I will try to do better. Lord, I'll pay you back. But let's go come before God and say, Lord, I need your grace. Lord, have mercy on me.
神様、私が恵みいただいているのに恵みのない時も多いと許してくださいという今日祈るべきことかもしれません。
And probably we might need to pray to God and ask for His forgiveness that even though we have received so much grace, we are unable to show grace and forgive others.
そのアビュースされた女性がどのように許すことできましたか?
How do you think that girl who was sexually abused, how do you think was she able to forgive?
傷が深い傷でしたね。
That was a very deep wound that she had.
ここにあなたもある深い傷を持っている人もいるかもしれません。
Maybe some of you have that kind of deep wound, hurt in your hearts.
神の恵みによって私たち本当に許されるし、 癒されるし、また人を愛する、許してあげることできるようになります。It's
by only by God's grace are we able to truly forgive. Are we? Can we be truly healed and forgive others?
祈りましょう。Let's
pray.
天の父様、Father
in heaven,
あなたの罪人のための大きな 恵みをありがとうございます。Thank
you for your abundant great grace for us sinners.
本当に驚くばかりの amazing grace です。
It's an amazing grace, Lord.
私たち受けるべきではありません。
We are not worthy to receive that grace.
でも信仰によってその恵み、その許しが与えられます。
But by faith we receive that grace. We receive that forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus.
許すことなかなかできない時もあります。許さないことを許してください。
Forgive us for the times that we find it hard to forgive others, and we don't forgive others.
私たち今日それも悔い改めて大胆に罪人のためのこの聖餐式を扱うこともできますように。
Help us to be able to repent of that sin and be able to boldly receive your grace through the communion today.
キリストの皆によって祈ります。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.